Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations on your retirement, and I hope that you will live it to the fullest, and that things that you used to do cannot do when you were working, that you'll be able to do it now.
Anyhow, okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're most welcome. I don't have a problem, I have an issue, but I encountered something last week that I said I would bring it to the front, and if I'm wrong, just let me know. I enter an establishment, wishing that I don't want to call the name, but it could because it's their policy. Barbados is still a COVID country, and all the time you are hearing, walk with your own sanitizer, sanitize your hand. I walk into this establishment as usual. I shop in there every day because I am a self-employed person. On Wednesday, I walk in, and the guy was polite to me. He said, you cannot use your hand sanitizer anymore. You got to use what the company have or buy one inside. And you have to sanitize your hand with it so that we can show you sanitizing your hand. I said, excuse me. I walked back. And then I asked, can I speak to a manager on duty? The manager came and he said, well, he don't know, but that is the management policy now. I said, yeah, but look at it. You cannot tell somebody you're going to put something on their hand. I have sensitive skin. I comes in here the years now. Before COVID, I was using my own hand sanitizer. Why should I come now and use your hand sanitizer that I don't know what's in the bottle? He said, well, I don't know. I said, well, I'll take it to higher heights. I went through certain protocols, and I was told, yes, that is what this particular company is doing now. That company is just sanitizing your hand. They don't even have a monitor at their door where supposed to take your temperature. Mr. Ellis, I walked back out, and I said, if I can't shop here, I will shop somewhere else. Because sometimes there are people who complain, oh, I get on the minibus and there's no hand sanitizer. And you will hear, even like you or anybody say, but walk with your own. Everybody has some kind of this thing that they are spraying. Even walking to the supermarket the other day, not that I wanted to use their hand sanitizer. I asked the guy, what, do you have any bottles? He tell me he ain't no. I said, so how are you spraying it on people? He said the management gave it to him. Mr. Ellis, no one is spraying nothing on me. I have my hand sanitizer which has an aloe, vitamin E, and alcohol percent. Even at these store owners, you cannot tell me that they have pure alcohol in the bottle because all the alcohol is not going to agree with some people's skin. I was told from this establishment that the health authority tell them to do it. Why? Because they got people coming in and using water is still a hand sanitizer. How do you know it's water? Did you go and take it from the person and smell it? And besides all, you are seeing that the people are using something on their hands. Can you help me here?
Well, I understand your concern. I mean, people may have some sensitive skin. And for that reason, they prefer to walk with their own hand sanitizer rather than use the alcohol or whatever it is that the people are providing. I really believe that sometimes we can be so rigid and so difficult and unnecessarily so. I mean, is the COVID unit telling these people that you are obligated to provide your own and that a person coming into the establishment cannot bring their own hand sanitizer? I doubt very much that that's what is being said.
You know, but I said, you know what would trigger me? When they tell me that if I don't use the one at the door, I have to buy one from off the shelf there and use it to prove that I'm using hand sanitizer. No way. You are hearing, walk with your own hand sanitizer, sanitize your hand. I think the temperature machine is more important above the hand sanitizer. Yes, in your use. And that they don't even have to take your temperature when you are entering that establishment. I tell the guy, no, if I don't shop here, I'll shop somewhere else, because if that was something from the health authorities, they would tell you, and I doubt that they would bring that over the air, Barbados, where they know that everybody cannot use certain things. You verify that that person come into your establishment and they use their hand sanitizer. I was shopping it, but he was polite to me. He said, we can't use their hand sanitizer anymore. You got to use the company one. I said, no way. When that thing first started, I entered stores and my fingers were skinning. The palm of my hand started skinning. And I made sure I got my own hand sanitizer. Even when you spray, you can smell alcohol. But you know what, Mr. Ellis? I hope that any health authority hear this message and they will get this thing into the era that people will not ever give stores permission and demanding people that they can use their hand sanitizer that they have to use what they provide at the store, and still you don't know what they have in their bottle. One more topic. I enter a store too, and this guy say he wants to spray my bag. I said, what are you spraying it with? He don't know. So you're going into places and people don't know what they're spraying on you, and that's why it is stored. Walk with your own hand sanitizer. And I'm very disappointed in that store to telling people, use that one or buy one off of the shelf.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks, hello. This is Down to Brass Tacks at 139. This person writes, I'm a small shop and bar owner. Mr. Ellis, I'm lost as to when my bar can open and what are the correct closing times for the shop. The Prime Minister said bars were allowed to open back from the 15th of March. But when I went to the GIS website, I'm seeing that all bars are to remain closed. The Prime Minister said that the Attorney General was coming to speak on the issue, and up to now, we haven't heard anything from him. A lot of people are not sure of what is going on, says the writer, and they want to know whether any light can be shed on these issues. This other person says that I've worked for a company on the West Coast for the last 13 years. We were closed last year due to COVID and reopened in October of 2020 when NIS ran out. All of the staff contracted coronavirus, including a pregnant lady. We all recovered and went back to work in January and then closed in February. And no hearing until we don't know. I assume that they don't know when next they're going to reopen. The concern, says the writer, is that the staff are owed 2 years vacation money. And we were promised to be paid, but no money is forthcoming. And the writer says they just don't know what to do. Must be so many of these types of cases going on at the moment. You know, part of the problem with this is that so many issues have been thrown on the table at one time. I mean, there's so many areas where you recognize that we have lacked the kind of efficiency and the kind of mechanisms that were required to keep us, you know, on the cutting edge. So COVID has now come on top of this and exposed so much. I mean, we talk in this country, and I hear people talk a lot about the extent to which the Prime Minister seems to have to be involved in everything. But you also are coming into, you're in an you are in an environment where, whether it is at the political level or at the general governmental level, many people can be left to feel as though you have to get involved in a very direct way if you are to see movement, whether it is being held up by the person that you have asked to deal with it, or whether they in turn are reaching or seeing roadblocks that are set up by the people, the other people that they depend upon. Overall, we are in a very difficult place when it comes to being able to rely upon others to get things done and to get them done quickly. So this challenge, this type of situation here, is superimposed on top of that. And you just wonder to think, where will it end? How are we going to be able to improve this situation? And quite frankly, it would be useful, rather than just identifying what is wrong, if you have seen situations in Barbados in the last year or so where you think that this COVID experience has made us perform better in any area, it would be useful to just highlight it, to say, look, I saw a better performance in this or that particular situation or this particular area, and that we can see some light at the end of the tunnel. Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis. Good afternoon.
This person says, I don't agree with the lady about the hand sanitizer. There may be a risk to let everyone use their own sanitizer entering the store without knowing the alcohol content that would be appropriate. She should walk with plastic disposable gloves since she has a skin problem. Of course, you are in a very privileged position to conclude that she will be okay if she walks with the disposable gloves. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis. Can I
Somebody has wrote me here that to say that if the situation at the BADMC had occurred before March 2018, my position on dealing with the BADMC would be different. I would have been full of criticism and that sort of thing. Well, all I want that person to do for me is to show me an equivalent situation that arose before the elections in any organization, and I'll be the first to accept that kind of criticism. But to come to me with a hypothetical situation, if it is hard for me to deal with that, I have to be consistent in this regard, and that is, in all of these situations, you need to be seized with the information on all sides. Just because one person or the other has access to the press and is able to articulate their version of a story, if experience has shown that if you go and chase that, right, without knowing that other side, you are likely to be embarrassed, you know. So it's a dangerous thing to just go there and start to shoot wildly and to be highly condemnatory of this or that when you do not know all of the facts. And I must tell you that from where I sit, I would be inclined to try to find out, so what else is happening here? And that other side has not been made public. So I would think that kind of caution is not only relevant to today's experience, but it would have been equally relevant to anything that happened before the elections of 2018. And all I ask you to do, if you so bold to come and write that, you got to do more than that. You have to prove it. Send me the information and let me see what could have been said about any statutory cooperation or how the government was handling any situation, and they just one-sidedly get up, attack what the government of the day had done, and then was left with egg all over my face because the criticism that I had directed at the government was not well placed because the facts did not support it. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis. Can I speak? Good afternoon.
Hello?
May I speak?
Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon. May I speak to you?
Hello?
Good afternoon. Mr. Ellis, in the 80s,
there was a lady. Yes, please. We'll speak up unless something else has happened, because sometimes the Zoom can put you under some pressure, you know. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you now.
In the 80s, there was a wonderful lady called Chava Thompson. She belonged to the American Women's Club, and she heard about the girls in the Somerville. And she went there with her group and did tremendous work. When she came on the Sunday morning to Mass at St. Dominic's and told us, she had tears rolling down her face at what she had found and what the girls told her, what she experienced. So she asked all of us if we had new things, not old, and hand cream or anything she'd like to take it all in to give those girls, because she felt very sad for them. Well, she did. She got a wonderful collection because the people in St. Dominic's are certainly upper and they have money. But do you know that when she took it and gave it to all the girls and went back the following week, they told her that the matrons had taken it all away and would not give it to them. So Chaver, being Chaver, went and demanded the things. And the matron told her, that is too bad because they are gone. So this has not been going on to those poor girls for today or yesterday. They are treated like highfalutin families in Barbados. They are girls whose parents have very little care for them in most cases. And then when they end up in the industrial school, they are then treated worse than any kind of animal could be treated. And,
they can't sue the state. They don't have the wherewithal to sue the state for bad treatment.
Because they don't know about those things, Mr. Ellis. They don't know because they've not come up in families that could tell them about all these sort of things. They are simple people. And I can tell you, when it was all said and done, the place was burnt down. The Chaver put brand new. She took out all the rubbish that was in there, even to the extent of putting up shower curtains. They had no shower curtains. All these women who are in charge say, what they need with that?
Let me just make the point that you're talking about something that happened a long time ago.
Yes, and but it's still happening today.
Set about casting aspersions on those who are actually working there today. You can only speak with a degree of authority based upon what you knew previously. What we are dealing with that is relevant to today's experience has to do with the system, a system that has long been in place.
That's
so
right.
Long that people were told that they should fear having to go to Dodds or Somerville.
That's right.
Because of the way people were treated then. Now, I mean, a modern approach to the treatment of juveniles must be insisted upon by Barbadians. And these people are among our most vulnerable people. And better needs to be done. It is shocking to see that in today's period.
Exactly, Mr.
People
Ellis.
Should be treated this way. And I don't know, this is only the tip, most likely maybe the tip of the iceberg, but better needs to be done. Those people who are responsible for running it, perhaps they need to be heard in some form or fashion, because you see, this particular incident, the way it was reported, suggests that there has been a similar practice meted out to young girls who go to Somerville. That may well have to be isolated from the general treatment that is given to people who go there. I don't know, but the article itself paints the institution in a very negative light. Somebody said today on the program that they would have expected that we would have been talking about it from early. One should have expected that given the kind of image that this particular article has portrayed of the institution, that every effort would have been made today to try to see to what extent one can address the general criticism. I can understand that a report is being awaited on that specific matter, but you still have to seek to address people's concerns about the very point that you're making, that this seems to be systemic. It is something that is consistent with what has been happening for years, and therefore we want to be reassured that every effort is being made to address it. Thank you very much, ma'am. Down to brass tacks. Now, I've been sent here a copy of the directive, the latest directive that has been issued, which said that with effect from the 15th of March, 2021, every business, establishment, and organization is permitted to open and to conduct business every day from Monday to Saturday and close no later than 6 p.m. unless otherwise exempted. This is, I'm sure, a response to the query which came from this person who says that they are a bar and shop owner and there's a lack of clarity in their mind as to when they are supposed to open. It says subject to subparagraph 2 with effect from the 15th day of March 2021, today that is, every business, establishment, and organization is permitted to open and to conduct business every day from Monday to Saturday and close no later than 6 p.m. unless otherwise exempted. What does paragraph subparagraph 2 say? It says, notwithstanding subparagraph 1, the following business establishments and organizations are not permitted to operate at any time. Bars. So that's where you run into trouble because you are operating a bar and shop. So the bar is not allowed to operate. Cinemas, gyms, yoga studios, dance studios, dojos and like establishments. D, nightclubs and discotheques. And E, pleasure craft operations and private boat charters. So it seems to me that your situation, it puts you in a position where the bar cannot be open, but you may still be able to open the shop. So you need to perhaps ask the relevant government department about that so that you can get some clarity as to how you may be able to operate in the circumstances. Down to brass tacks, I think we have time for the last call. I should want to say here that on Sunday, the 21st day of March 2021, only the following non-essential services shall be permitted to open in the manner specified. Bakeries for the baking of bread only between the hours of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. B, cleaning services that clean for essential services and businesses to which this paragraph applies. C, farms between the hours of 6 in the morning and 6 in the evening. Fuel manufacturers, fuel storage facilities, and fuel distributors for the entire day. They can open. That is from the 21st of March. E, gasoline stations for the sale of products relating to motor vehicles, petroleum products, including liquefied petroleum gas, commonly referred to as bottle gas, and for the sale of top-ups for mobile telephones and pharmaceuticals between the hours of 7 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. F, hotels, villas, and other rental accommodation for the entire day, including restaurants. That's from the 21st of March. And G, pharmaceutical manufacturers, manufacturers of beverages and dairy products, food processors and food distributors between the hours of 7 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. All right, so thank you all very much. Special thanks to these young people who called us today and were so articulate and touched so many people with their experiences. This is what Brass Tacks is about. It is not just about regular callers, but it often gives other people the opportunity to come forward and share their views and their experiences with us. Thank you all again. And thanks to John Stout, technical operator and producer. I'm David Ellis. Do have a great afternoon.